A face-off in Pennsylvania. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Democrat John Fetterman and Republican Mehmet Oz took part in their only debate as they compete in Pennsylvania's race for the U.S. Senate.
John Fetterman and Dr. Mehmet Oz's long-awaited debate was not short on drama. Fetterman, who was using closed captioning after suffering a stroke earlier this year, was confronted about his previous conflicting statements on fracking. Dr. Oz also confronting Fetterman about a 2013 incident in which he pointed a shotgun at an unarmed black man who was jogging. Fetterman, who was the mayor of Braddock, Pennsylvania at the time, claims the community understood his actions. And the two candidates also tackling the issue of abortion. Dr. Oz says the federal government shouldn't be involved, while Fetterman doubled down on his pro-choice stance.
Fox's Brooke Singman. The Pennsylvania race could determine which party controls the Senate next year. Debates also held last night for the U.S. Senate race in Colorado. Today at the White House, President Biden will welcome Israeli President Isaac Herzog.
President Herzog says he plans to speak with the president, administration members, and congressional lawmakers to discuss Middle East diplomacy, a gas deal with Lebanon, climate change, and tensions with Iran,
which is destabilizing not only the Middle East, but the entire world.
In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Yesterday, President Biden encouraged Americans to update their COVID shots or to get one ahead of an expected winter surge. He also urged Congress to provide more money for COVID vaccines. Tonight's Powerball jackpot grows to an estimated $700 million, the eighth largest in jackpot history. And Dow futures turned positive, up about 8 points at this hour after blue chips gained 337 points yesterday. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Some U.S. officials showing concerns Russia may be preparing to use a dirty bomb in Ukraine.
Russia could be setting the world up for a false flag operation using a dirty bomb, radioactive material wrapped in conventional explosives that would then give Moscow an excuse to escalate.
The half-life of a dirty bomb is short, 48 hours, with most of the radiation gone in 2 weeks. Radiation from a tactical nuke would likely blow back into Russia, given European wind patterns. It could be that Moscow is testing the world's reaction time.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin, Ukraine's nuclear energy operator, says that Russian forces have been working in secret at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. New York is one of the several states where the governor's office is up for grabs in November. During a debate last night, challenger Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin accused Democrats of being soft on crime.
This is our opportunity. 2 weeks from tonight, we can continue with the status quo where they believe they haven't passed enough pro-criminal laws, or we can take control of our destiny and make sure law-abiding New Yorkers are in charge of our streets again.
Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul fired back, saying it's a joke to talk about a crime policy that fails to mention illegal guns.
When you had the chance as a member of Congress to stand with other Republicans who finally said enough is enough, no more school massacres by teenagers, let's have background checks, let's have safety checks, let's do it smart, you were nowhere to be found, Lee. I mean, that's, people need to know.
The debate on Spectrum TV New York won. The police commissioner of Buffalo, New York, says a car crash that killed four teenagers this week may be connected to a TikTok challenge. Police say the teens may have been doing a challenge of breaking into Kia cars using smartphone chargers. The crash involved a speeding Kia carrying 6 teens. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.